This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. The acting Prime Minister says Barbados's road infrastructure severely damaged by torrential rains. The Home Affairs Minister praises the emergency services for their efforts to find Barbados's lone casualty of Sunday's torrential rainfall. The Barbados Road Safety Association president advises Barbadians on safe driving practices in flash floods. And four teenagers among six charged in a brutal St. Michael assault. Good morning. I'm Carol Toppin. Acting Prime Minister Santia Bradshaw said Sunday's torrential rainfall has severely affected this country's road infrastructure. It has prompted contractors to work feverishly to clear main arteries and close holes along roads exposed by the deluge of water across Barbados. Ms. Bradshaw was among several ministers of government and officials from disaster response teams who assessed the damage.
But we are seeing that across a number of the projects that we are visiting this morning. And I suspect as we continue along the day, you're going to start to see debris and you're going to see a lot of the marl having been washed out from these roadworks. St. Lucie and certainly in the St. Peter parishes, as I said, we're doing the roadworks and we are mindful that as those works continue, in terms of the mains replacement, that the heavy rains are going to compound the issues in terms of getting these roads replaced. So I would want that Barbadians pay attention to where these challenges are. We will have the contractors on the ground, and certainly MTW teams at the depots, going out to clear, first of all, the main arteries, and then we will come into the communities as we get the request through DM and through the depots to be able to clear a number of those areas.
While acknowledging heavy rain was the primary cause, the minister emphasized that littering in the country has also caused a number of the challenges.
We are also seeing that littering in the country has also caused a number of the challenges that we are encountering too. It is not the only cause, but it is one of the causes that we see. If any of the persons who accompany us, in particular in the media, travel with us during the daytime, you will see that the workers from the drainage unit are across the country clearing the drains. And the amount of debris, the amount of plastics that we have been taking out of these areas is ridiculous. And therefore, while we will continue on MTW's end to make sure that we clear the drains, we do all the retention ponds, we make sure that the areas are clear, we are asking Barbadians as well to do your part as well to be able to make sure that you can either capture the water by you or ensure that you are able to remove necessary debris that would obviously clutter the drains.
Acting Prime Minister and Minister of Transport and Works, Santia Bradshaw. Meantime, Home Affairs and Information Minister Wilfred Abrams heaped praises on the emergency services for efforts made to find the lone casualty of Sunday's torrential rainfall, Terry Kelman. Mr. Kelman tragically lost his life after being swept away by flood water near the Charlesworth Bridge in St. George. Mr. Abrams said the officers carried out a dangerous exercise to recover his body.
The rain was still falling and the river was effectively flowing torrentially. So it was a dangerous undertaking. And the fire service and the BDF were looking for him. They went as far into the down the river as they could until they actually butt an obstruction. There was a pile of debris which made it very dangerous for them. And this was maybe like 12 o'clock last night. So they were unable to continue any further. We then employed the use of drones. So the BDF contacted their drone unit and the drones went up and we searched for him by drone, the heat spectrum drones, to see if we could detect the heat signature, and he was found.
He said the severity of Sunday's event was underscored by the Met Service.
I spoke to the Met Services overnight and they confirmed that over 9 inches of rain fell in 24 hours. Now, that is a lot of rain. Usually when we get a heavy rain and we get flooding, it's maybe 2 inches of rain, right? So that was a lot of rain. And Met said that, quite frankly, with that amount of rain falling in such a short space of time, there was the best engineering in the world would not have stopped flooding. The water fell, it fell in the higher parishes, it all rushed downhill, and really all we could do was try to mitigate it afterwards. I want at this point in time to commend our emergency services.
Minister of Home Affairs and Information, Wilfred Abrams. After Sunday's heavy rainfall resulting in flash flooding, which caused some vehicular accidents and damage, President of the Barbados Road Safety Association, Roland Lowe, is advising Barbadians on the best course of action when encountering these conditions. Speaking to Starcom Network News, Mr. Lowe said it is best to resist traveling in such rainy conditions and outlined how to stay safe if one is already on the road.
In conditions like that, with the amount of rainfall that we had in a short space of time, the best thing I can say to Barbadians relative to driving is to stay off the roads if you can, avoid the roads if you can in situations like that. And well, if you're already on the road and you have that amount of heavy rainfall going on and you see the roads conditions starting to worsen, the best thing to do is try to get home as soon as possible. And if you realize that you've come to a place where the water is actually really high, then the best thing to do is to avoid the road, find somewhere where you can park that is safe and wait until the water subsides and then try to make their way home safely.
Mr. Lowe is also encouraging Barbadians to maintain their vehicles and to drive with caution when conditions are unsafe.
One of the first things that I would say would be a quote-unquote mistake would be vehicle maintenance. You have to make sure that you're prepared for the situation, and that includes making sure that your brakes are all intact, make sure that you have your wipers, you change the wiper blades, and make sure you have your tires, changed and you have the correct tire pressure. And then in those conditions, you have to drive with extreme care and caution. You take your time, you use your brake lights when you have to, and then when you see oncoming traffic, then you dim your lights, but you proceed with caution until you get to your destination.
President of the Barbados Road Safety Association, Roland Lowe. Meanwhile, the Barbados Road Safety Association, in partnership with Banks Holdings Limited, BHL, and Pine Hill Dairy, kicked off National Road Safety Week outreach program yesterday morning at the Wesley Hall Junior Class 1 with the Wesley Hall Junior Class 1 students who are located at the St. Mary's Primary School. Speaking to the media before the launch, Public Relations and Media Manager of BHL, Sabrina Waith, explained how the initiative aims to educate students on road safety.
At Banks Holdings Limited, we are leaders in safety. Our Banks Bury, we are leaders in safety. We don't only have our safety standards internally, but we are pleased to also offer our expertise to other industries. So we took the time, obviously, at this critical time to educate our young ones about road safety. So we'll teach them things about how to cross the road, zebra crossings, distracted driving, stop lights. So we are going to do this throughout some schools this week. And this is our challenge to teach others about safety. We're targeting class ones and twos for now because we think at this age, they can also be leaders and champions to tell their mummies and daddies, be careful when you're driving, don't be on a cell phone when you're driving. So we're going to train them to train their parents and their families.
Public Relations and Media Manager of Banks Holdings Limited, Sabrina Waith. The Barbados Police Service has charged 6 St. Michael men and teenagers in connection with a violent incident on October 30th. Those charged are 17-year-old Dakai LeDavid Rashid Cadogan, 16-year-old Jamali Didarkus Jaden Joseph, 18-year-old Corey David Allen, 19-year-old Xavier Zaire Leon Stout, 26-year-old Dario Kadim Cherubin Lord, and 22-year-old Donico Romario Herbert. They're accused of serious bodily harm and violent disorder. All 6 appeared before Magistrate Alison Burke in the District A Traffic Court yesterday afternoon. They were not required to plead to the indictable charges and were remanded to Dodds Prison. They return to court on December 15th. Recapping the headlines. The acting Prime Minister says Barbados' road infrastructure severely damaged by the torrential rains. The Home Affairs and Information Minister praises the emergency services for their efforts to find Barbados' lone casualty of Sunday's torrential rainfall. The Barbados Road Safety Association President advises Barbadians on safe driving practices in flash floods. And 4 teenagers among 6 charged in a brutal St. Michael assault. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network news at your fingertips. For breaking news, follow the Starcom Network News channel on WhatsApp. Also follow Starcom Network News on Instagram and our website at starcomnetwork.net for updates. More news coming your way at 8:30. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.